We told you on the show about online regulations they're considering in the UK, regulations that would crack down on hate speech, terrorist propaganda, disinformation, other harmful content. It's all packed into a white paper released by the UK government. Jeremy Wright is the Secretary of State for Digital, Culture, Media, and Sport, and one of the government officials who put together the proposal to regulate online content. He told us the UK is just the latest place to try and tighten controls on social media.
Many, many other countries are experiencing exactly the same kinds of challenges. And everyone is looking for a way in which we can balance the need to keep a vibrant, thriving, open internet on the one hand, with, on the other hand, keeping our citizens safe from serious online harms. That's something we're all struggling with. And so finding a way through that is something we're all interested to do.
Other countries, Australia most recently, Germany before Australia, have passed legislation on harmful online content. I know some people have argued that the country-by-country approach when it comes to regulating these tech companies is fracturing the internet. It'll lead to a whole bunch of different rule sets that don't necessarily conform with each other. Do you agree with that?
Well, I understand the concern, and it's perfectly true that the best way of doing this would be for the whole world to do it at once in exactly the same way. But I think that will take a very long time to happen. And we have to make a choice. Do we either wait for everyone to agree before we act at all, or do we set out what we believe is the appropriate way to deal with these harms and hope very much, as I do, that other countries will look at the way in which we propose to do this and may be able to find something in that approach that they think will work for them too.
It sounds, Mr. Secretary, like you see the importance of unity in regulating social media across the globe. Is that the long-term goal? And if that is, why not start now?
Well, we are starting now in the sense that what we are doing is setting out a path that, as I say, I think others may wish to follow too. But my primary responsibility is to keep safe the citizens of the United Kingdom. That's what I'm obligated to do. And it seems to me necessary to act with urgency to make sure that we can do that. One other thing I'll say, we're very keen to make sure that we've taken on board views from those who are active in this space, who are concerned about these issues and have something to add to the conversation, which is why we're consulting now. And we want to make sure that we hear what people have to say before we take the next step.
Right. It's a three-month public comment period. What happens after this three-month period? Because there's a chaotic state of the British government, Prime Minister May's potential resignation. Do you think these proposals stand a chance of becoming law?
Well, I wouldn't say, of course, that there's a chaotic state in the UK government. We are, of course, dealing with some unprecedentedly difficult issues in leaving the European Union. But government has to do more than just deal with leaving the European Union. And I think what I picked up yesterday from the announcement of these proposals was a good deal of support across the political spectrum. So what we're going to do is we're going to go on and develop these proposals, move towards legislation, which we'll need to put many of these elements into practice. And I look forward to having broadly based support for that.
Jeremy Wright, one of the UK government officials pushing for regulating harmful social media content. They put out a white paper yesterday outlining their proposals. Secretary Wright, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.